From the Gospel according to Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In the liturgical calendar, the 1st of January is the solemn feast of Mary, the Mother of God. We used to call it the feast of the circumcision of Jesus, and the Gospel passage I have just read recounts that specific event. But besides this, there is the question of the calendar as such. The date is 1st of January, and for many countries and peoples, this is New Year's Day. A new start, a new effort, perhaps a new year resolution or two. The passing of a year and the start of another is a moment to reflect, I am sure, on the meaning of life, indeed the meaning of time. There is, I suggest, a calling in the heart and mind of each person to make the most of the time each is given. Time to grow, time to learn to love and to live, time to share our talents with those we happen to live near or with or for. Opportunities come our way, and there is a sense in which they don't come again, or not in the same manner at any rate. So a life lived decently can be expressed, if I may use a slogan, as making the most of now. For the shepherds in the fields near Bethlehem, a call came. They answered it promptly and saw the long-awaited child of God with Mary and Joseph. For Jesus' parents, tradition indicated that their firstborn should be circumcised on the 8th day. That was the day it took place. They made the most of the tradition. There can scarcely have been a more momentous giving of a name to a newborn child. Jesus is his name. For each of us, for you, the listener, now is the time. A new year has begun. Fresh opportunities for good will present themselves during 2008. They will not present themselves again in the same manner. Make the most of today. Make the most of this new year, this new time for effort and industry in the Lord's service by means of love of God and of your neighbor. And this brings me back to her, Mary, after whom this solemn feast is named. What a moment for her when the angel Gabriel spoke God's call to her. You are invited to be the mother of the one who will save his people. It was a time for momentous decision-making. Timing was of the essence. Fiat, let it be done to me, she replied, according to your word. I shall not press the point any longer, but I think it is a good time to start again, if in any way you think your life needs such a boost. Perhaps the words of the Book of Numbers, quoted in today's first reading, are the best with which to start a new year. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord uncover his face to you and bring you peace.